SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Divers back in the water in Baltimore trying to locate and recover the bodies of six construction workers presumed dead following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Conditions in the water far from ideal. Divers have to navigate around tons of bridge wreckage. The voyage data recorder from the container ship that crashed into the bridge has now been recovered. The port of Baltimore, the port remains closed to shipping, putting more pressure on an already strained supply chain. It's also affecting cruise ships. Conservative Supreme Court justices among those expressing skepticism during yesterday's abortion pill case.
During nearly 90 minutes of argument, Supreme Court justices raised questions about the legal right of pro-life challengers to bring the case. Abortion opponents asked the court to force the FDA to reinstate its abandoned safety measures regarding the chemical drug mifepristone. But even conservative justices Barrett, Gorsuch, and Kavanaugh posed skeptical questions. Meanwhile, the Biden administration's top Supreme Court lawyer said the court should dismiss the case. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, shares of Donald Trump's social media company rose about 16% on the first day of trading.
The winning session boosted the value of Donald Trump's large stake in the company, as well as that of smaller investors, many of whom purchased shares as a show of support for the former president. Trump holds a nearly 60% stake in Trump Media and Technology Group. Based on Tuesday's closing stock price, the company, which runs the social media platform Truth Social, is worth about $4.6 billion. Bob Agnew, Washington.
The Texas border law remains on hold. A federal appeals court has extended a ban on enforcement of the statute while a challenge works its way through the courts. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 144 points and NASDAQ futures ahead 68. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle is developing in Australia.
Lawmakers there are considering a recommendation by the country's Law Reform Commission that religious schools no longer be exempt from the Sex Discrimination Act. If the exemption were nullified, Christian schools would have to hire LGBT people and allow transgender students to live as the opposite sex in class. The Australian Christian Schools Alliance says the recommendation is, quote, a direct attack on faith and freedom of belief. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another raid on a house church in China. International Christian Concern reports that police in Anhui Province arrested nearly 20 people in the raid, the second such assault on the congregation in 8 weeks. It is officially illegal to worship outside of a state-controlled church in China, and the Communist Party is in the midst of a new crackdown on believers. Authorities have publicly stated that Chinese citizens must not have an allegiance to anything above the party. This is SRN News. Britain's King Charles set to make his first public appearance since his cancer diagnosis. He will do so this coming weekend.
According to Buckingham Palace, King Charles will attend Easter Sunday service at Windsor Castle. He's not made any major public appearances since February. This announcement follows word last week that the Princess of Wales has also been diagnosed with cancer and is undergoing treatment. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Three white men are asking a U.S. appeals court to throw out their hate crime convictions in the killing of Ahmaud Arbery, the 25-year-old black man chased by men in a pickup truck and fatally shot in the streets of a coastal Georgia subdivision in 2020. Oral argument set for this morning before the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta. Attorneys for Greg McMichael and neighbor William Bryan say they chased Arbery because they mistakenly thought he was a criminal and not because of his race. More details at SRNNews.com.